Mesechtas Avei Dezara, Daf Yud, the last line on Daf Tesem Beis, and before we begin, let us start with Akdama. And as we saw at the top of Daf Tesem Aleph, Malchus Yavim Mifnei Abayis Meyu Shmeinim Shana, that during Bayis Sheni, the Greek Empire ruled for 180 years, and Malchus Chashmonai Mifnei Abayis Meyu Vishalosh, similarly Malchus Beis Herdos Meyu Vishalosh, and really the Greek Empire began 386 years before the destruction of Bayis Sheni. However, initially they only ruled over a place called Elam, in which Shushan Abiru was situated, and only after that point did they rule over the entire world, and therefore in reality, 380 years before the destruction of Bayis Sheni, the Greeks ruled over the entire world, and during that period of time, when someone wanted to make a shtar, they would actually date the shtar based on the Greek calendar, which began 380 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. That is what is called Minyan Shtaris, and keep in mind that nowadays we count based on Bryas Elam, based on the Minyan of Bryas Elam. The Greeks took control of the world in the year 3448. Based on the cheshbon that we made on Daf Tes, that is exactly 1,000 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim, as Yetzias Mitzrayim was in 2448 Lebriyas Olam. In order to more easily understand our Gemara, we will use the example that Rashi brings, and we will see that the Gemara will talk about a case where Reuven has a shtar that clearly states that he lent money to Shimon in the year 506, but the shtar doesn't specify from what point the 506 years were counted from. And when Maisa Reuven came to Bezin with the shtar in the year 500 from the beginning of the Greek dynasty, and as we mentioned, generally the dates in the shtar were counted from 380 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, which was when the Greeks took control over the entire world, and therefore, based on the face of the shtar, it would seem that Reuven actually postdated his shtar, and instead of writing that it was the 500th year of the Greek dynasty, he wrote it was the 506th year in the Greek dynasty, and potentially Reuven postdated the shtar in order to make it easier for his barara, and this way all of Shimon's tzaddis would not be meshubet to Reuven until the 506th year of the Greek dynasty, which would be 6 years later. And in the meantime, there would be no liens and no mortgage against Shimon's properties. And as our Gemara begins, Ahu shtari davaksib be shishnin yisirasa, and we continue on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Nayin Rashi at the top of the Amid shishnin yisirasa shebol lifnei bezdin b'shana shenichtabai. And as we explained, that Reuven came into bezdin in the year 500, and when Bezdin looked at the shtar said it was in the year 506, and it didn't say from what minion they were actually counting from, and it didn't actually specify that they were counting from the beginning of the Greek dynasty, and therefore the Gemara continues, that Rabban thought that this was a post-dated document, therefore there wouldn't be a proper lien and a proper mortgage against Shimon's properties until the year 506, and until that point, Reuven would not be able to collect from any of Shimon's lekuchos. As Rashi states, Me'uchahu malva osi meitayva imach leishiba kakoy shel sheishanim v'chol mishiyikta kakoy b'teich sheishanim ein mafzid shrei zman mechira koydum zman trefes hashtar, and therefore v'ad matiz mani leitarev ein yochel and the only sadais that Reuven will be able to collect from Shimon's lekuchos are only those sadais that Shimon sold after the year 506. And keep in mind, that seems clear from Rashi, that certainly Reuven will be able to collect directly from Shimon using the shtar as a raya, even at a time frame that was prior to the year 506. However, there are mefarshim that explain Rashi differently, and Reuven wouldn't even be able to collect from Shimon until after the year 506. However, our Gemara continues, Rav Nachman, Hai Safra Dukna Kasve, Bahanach Shishnin de Mochu Be'ilum, Danan Lechashvinlu, Hu Kachoshev Luhu, Vizmane Kasve. And Rav Nachman responded that really Reuven could collect from Shimon's Lekuchos even from the year 500. And although generally when we date a shtar, we count years based on when the Greek government was established fully and they controlled the entire world. However, this Sefer was more meduyik. He dated the shtar based on the count of the Greek dynasty from the beginning of their reign, which started in Elam. And even though at that point they were in Malach HaKolay L'Kulay, but the Maisa, that's when they established their Melucha, and therefore we begin to count from that point, which is of course 6 years earlier, and therefore when this Sefer wrote that it was in the year 506, he was really writing was in this year, and we really have the same year, and therefore certainly Reuven could be Goyv from L'Kulay's even from this moment, and he could use the Shtar as a Raya from this moment. As Rav Nachman continued, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi Yisi Eimeh, Shei Shana Mocha Be'ilam, Da'achim Pashtu Malchusim Kulay, that at the beginning of the Greek dynasty, they originally only ruled over Elam for 6 years, and only after 6 years did they spread a Malucha, and they ruled over the entire world. And Ayin Rashi, Safra Dukna Kosvei, this Sefer was Medakta Bechashbenesu, Be'ina Hilach Achrinai, and he didn't follow Achashbin, She'in Anu Maschil Limna Islut Chilus Malchazabin, as we don't begin our count from the beginning of the Greek kingdom, El Achashishan Mishal Malcha Be'ilam, and we only begin our Cheshbin from after 6 years that they already were ruling in Elam, V'hu Meinu L'tchilas Malchusan. However, the Sefer was more Medayik, as he was beginning his count from the beginning of their Malchus, and therefore, V'shibudoy Miyam Ksivasihu, U'meyoyim V'allo Yitroy V'in Kamechila, L'fi She'chamish Meyesh Shalanu, Hein Chamish Meyesh V'sheish L'tchilasan, as when this Sefer wrote that it was in the year 506, it really is the same year that we count as the year 500, and L'chiri, this whole sugya is a bit tzarech biur, as why would we go and try to figure out a way to create a lien on someone's Sundays if L'chiri, the Pashas is that he would date a shtar based on the standard way that people date their shtaris, and the standard was to date their shtaris from the time that was Pashtu Malchus Yavon, and not only from when they began their Malucha. Ayin Rashi in the middle of Dibur Maschum Imai, where Rashi states, the Nichol Cholameim Hachi, V'loi Nichol Cholameim Ma'uchu, L'fi She'in Derech Limchol Shibudai, as since it's not the Derech for someone to be Meichel Da Shibud, and certainly a Malva does not want to lend money to a Leiva without having a Shibud and without having a lien or a mortgage. Therefore, Rav Nachman stated that we must say that it was Safer Dukna Kasvei, and this Sefer dated his shtar based on the beginning of Malchus Yavon, and not when his Pashto Malchus Yavon. Rashi continues to explain that why would someone have a problem to be Meichel Da Shibud for a few years, and Zok Rashi, Hashem Yimka Zek Kol Nechasa B'teichas Mana Icha, V'yafsa Deschevoi, as certainly Reuven would be concerned that potentially Shimon could sell all of his assets prior to the 6th year, and then Reuven would not have a lien against any of Shimon's assets. And as Rashi says at the end of Dibur Maschil, in Moinu El Malchi Yavonim, as Loitinulei B'Mechilas HaShibud, She'in Kol Adam Oisakein, as no normal Malva would do so. And before we continue, let us remember that we previously stated that Yitzias Mitzrayim occurred exactly 1,000 years before it was Pashto Malchus Yavon, and therefore, in the case of our Gemara, where Reuven did his shtar in the 506th year, so Ein Echinami, it could be that he meant to say that it was the 506th year since the beginning of Malchus Yavon. Or L'chiru, he could have also meant that it was the 1506th year after Yitzias Mitzrayim, as Tesis and other Rishonim point out, that we see from our Gemara that when dating a shtar, there is no requirement to write all the years, and the Sefer would not have to write that it was 1500 years since Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he could just write it was 500 years, and we would understand that it's 1500 years since Yitzias Mitzrayim. And similarly, nowadays, when we write shtaris and we date it based on Bria Seilam, there's no requirement to write that this date is from Bria Seilam, as that is self-evident, and as Taisa at the top of the states in Dibur Maschil, Sifra Dukna Kosvei, and Taisa states, Mikan Yesh Lahachshir, Shtar Shedilu Baya Sefer L'Bria Seilam, and in addition, Vafilu Dileg Ha'alofim Va'meyers, Rak Shekosa B'kach V'kach L'Prat, Sherei B'Meyim Ha'i Kaisel L'Machiz Yivonim, Va'Sefer Dilgai, and the Sefer didn't write that, and even so, we'll Machshir the Shtar. Based on this short Akhtamo, the Gemara continues, Masik of Lura B'Achabayakov, the Rab'Achabayakov asked the following question, M'maydel L'Machiz Yivonim Maninon, and how do we know that this Sefer was actually dating the shtar based on the date of Malchus Yavon? Then we could explain that this shtar is not a shtar Mocha, as the 6 year discrepancy can be explained based on the differential of the beginning of Malchus Yavon when they were Malach on Elam, and 6 years later when it was Pashto Malchusam on the rest of the world. And he asked, Dilma Liyitzis Mitzrayim Mininon, that maybe we, as well as the Sefer, always date shtaris based on Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is exactly 1,000 years earlier than Pashto Malchus Yavon al Kol Elam. Even though, based on that time frame, it's actually year 1500 now, and not to year 500. And this Sefer actually did not count any of the 1,000-year periods, and he only felt it necessary to mention the 100-year periods. And since the Sefer wrote that it was the 506th year, so we would say it's the 1506th year since Yitzias Mitzrayim, and since right now it's only the 1500th year since Yitzias Mitzrayim, therefore the shtar must be Mo'ochar. And once we all date our stories based on Yitzias Mitzrayim, so there's no way to compensate for the 6-year period and to figure out a way to explain that the shtar is not a shtar me'uchar. And Ayin Rashi, Dibur Maschil Dilma, Bein Anu, Bein Hosafra, Haide Manina, L'Shim Pei Shonim, Koidim Churban, Lav Daitin L'Malchus Yavon, is not a das based on the Malchus of Yavon, El Yitzias Mitzrayim Maninon, V'Shavki La'alfa Kamo, Dim Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we always leave out the 1,000 years that would be extra for Yitzias Mitzrayim, U'Maschilina L'Mimni, Mitchilis Alfa Basra, V'Yishon V'Shein L'Yav Kavan Shapashta Malchusim Khala Ilam, and that happens to correspond with the same year that Pashta Malchus Yovan Al Khala Ilam Kulai. And Rashi now makes the Khajbin the Mitzis Mitzrayim Bar Chubin Elef Bishun Peishonim, as from Mitzis Mitzrayim until the Chubin of Bayesheni was exactly 1380 years, and Tav Peishonim had been Bayes Rishon. And as we already explained, that from Yitzis Mitzrayim until Shlomo built the Bayes Rishon, there was 480 years, and we add to that 410 years of Bayes Rishon, and we add another 70 years of the Golos, an additional 420 years of Bayes Sheni, and therefore the Churban of Bayes Sheni occurred 1380 years after Yitzis Mitzrayim. And as we already stated, that Malchus Yovan began 380 years prior to Churban Bayes Sheni, and therefore was Pashto Malchus Yovan exactly 1,000 years after Yitzis Mitzrayim. As Rashi continues, v'kimin edaiti ha'yitzis Mitzrayim, lekel umitli hanach sheshnin el b'mechilas hashibud v'shtam uchu, as we explain. Our Gemara continues that Omalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman responded to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, b'goyla in moinin el malchi yavonim bilvad, when dating documents in Golos, we specifically count the years based on the time that was pashto malchus yavon al kol oilam, and not based on Yitzis Mitzrayim. And as Rashi states, in moinin el malchi yavonim, v'kimin el malchus yavon maninon, v'ikel umitli lehanach sheshnin b'safra dukna, Talina Bay, the Loy Talina Lebim Bechila Shibud, Shein Kal Adam Isakain, as we explained. The Gemara continues, Hu Sava de Chuyaka Matchile, the Rav Acha bar Yaakov thought Rav Nachman was just pushing him off. However, Nafak Dok Vashkach, the Rav Acha bar Yaakov actually went out and found a Makar to the words of Rav Nachman, as the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Gulay in Wainin, El Malchi Yavonim Bilvad, exactly as Rav Nachman responded. The Gemara continues, Omar Avina, Ravina explains, Masisinami Deka, that we could bring a Raya from a Mishnah Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, that we count years based on the years of the non-Jewish kingdom and not based on Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Tzan, as the first Mishnah, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, it states, Be'ech B'Nissan Rosh Hashanah Melachim V'Ro Golem, that the first day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Melachim and for Yom Tovim. V'Aminon, and the Gemara is, L'Melachim Lai'Hichsa, what is the Nafka Mina, that the Rosh Hashanah for Melachim is on Ech B'Nissan, and Rav Chista L'Shtarist, and Rav Chista explains that the Nafka Mina would be to figure out if a Shtar is a Shtar Me'uchar or a Shtar Muktam, and the exact Nafka Mina is not a sugya, but the main point is that the reason why we have a Rosh Hashanah l'malachim is in order to have a concise date as to when every king starts their second year, that would determine what date to write in a shtar. And for example, if a new king was inaugurated in the Adar, then from Adar until Nisan, they would write it's the first year of that king, and then from Mishchidish Nisan, they would already write that it's the second year of this king. Although when the Mishnah stated Bechem Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'regolim, it's not negeya to our sugya. However, the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah explains that the Nafka Mina as to the Rosh Hashanah of Regolim is negeir to Baal Ta'achar Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues in Esastira, as Vitran, the same Mishnah on that base in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah stated, Be'ech B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanah L'Shmitim, that the first day of Tishrei, it's Rosh Hashanah 40 years, as well as for Shemitah, V'Aminon L'Shanah L'Mahichasa, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is, that what is it relevant to us, that Ech B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, and V'Om Rab Chista, or in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it states, V'Om Rab Papa, that once again, the Nafka Mina will be L'Shtarais, and therefore our Gemara is, Kash Shtaris Ha'adadi, that L'Chir, in the ratio of the Mishnah Mesechta Rosh Hashanah, we stated that Be'echa B'Nisa Rosh Hashanah L'Molochim, and we stated that the Nafka Mina would be B'Negei Shtaris, and then the Sefer we stated, Be'echa B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, and we stated that the Nafka Mina would be B'Negei Shtaris, and the Mashninon, and the Gemara Mesechta Rosh Hashanah answered, Kam L'Malchi Yisrael, Kam L'Malchi Oedek Chavim, that in a Chinami, when the ratio of the Mishnah stated, Be'echa B'Nisa Rosh Hashanah L'Molochim, that is referring to Malchi Yisrael, and the years of Malchi Yisrael are counted just like the years of Yitzis Mitzrayim and are counted from a Shchedesh Nisan. However, when dating a shtar based on Malchi Umas Olam, then their years would be based on Rosh Chedesh Tishrei. And as the Gemara states, L'Malchi Oedek Chavim Mitishrei Meninon, L'Malchi Yisrael Minisa Meninon. Therefore, Avina continued, V'anan Hashta Mitishrei Meninon. And nowadays, we based our years off of Tishrei. Therefore, it must be that we're counting based on the Greek kingdom and based on Malchi Umas Olam. And as Ravina continues, V'isak Adaitech Yitzis Mitzrayim Meninon. And if you would think that we actually based our years off of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Minisam B'ino L'mimni, that certainly we would have to count it based on Nisan, as the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah proves that Yitzis Mitzrayim was always counted from Nisan. Therefore, Zok Ravina Elav Shma Mina L'Malchi Yavonim Meninon Shma Mina, from the fact that we based our years off of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, therefore it must be that we're counting based on the Greek kingdom and we're not counting based on Yitzis Mitzrayim. Once we know that we date our documents based on the Greek calendar, and since it's normal for a Malva to make sure that he has a lien against the property of the Leiva, and he wouldn't be Meichel that Shibud, we will have to explain that this this sefer was medayik, and he actually dated this star based on the beginning of the Greek kingdom and not based on when Malchus Yavam was Pashyadeim al Kalim Kulai. Therefore, the star was not a star mocha, and Ayin Rashi van Nan Hashta mitishri Moninon, it's called Tishri Mechachim Shosa, and Alma Vadai Minyon Didon Malchi Umus Havoi, Vein Lechom Malchus Beumus Maschela Shosh Meisushmeim Shana Kredim Churban El Malchus Yavam. And before we continue, let us point out a few ideas. As the Rashba points out, that when our Gemara stated, Hai Safar Dukna Kospe, he explains, Vliyamina Bichaha Yad Bal Shtar Tachtaina, the Kivan the Kulu Sefer Lamachas Yavan Himbain Lailam, the Efshala Hamichesh Ben Shalzal Nachon, Liyaminam Ochahu. And he's bothered that if so, why would Rav Acha Bar Yaakov have a question if, let us say, that this Sefer actually counted his years from when the Greeks took control of Elam? However, Zakir Rashbao, Aval Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the Sovel Mema, Kilachesh Ben Acha on a regular limnais, that we actually make a Cheshbin from a completely different Cheshbin, Samirin Yad Bal Shtar Tachtaino Mochu, the Intan Lema, Shesefeze Achazloi, Derech Acheris, the Cheshbinai, and it's too far fetched to state that this Sefer was going based on a completely different Cheshbin. And Ayin Ritva, who makes a similar point to Taisis, as he explains when the Gemara states, Vishapki La Alpha Kama, the Agav Ochen Shemina Meha, Shemrotza Sefer Shlalicht of Beminya Shtaris, Ela Prat Bilvad, Oilachasa Mixta Kolum Shashta Kosha, Vechin Anurigil Lepamim, and Ayin Dumiru points out that although when we learned the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, we saw that for every single kingdom they would start from year one. However, the Meiri explains, Machis Ivanim Lo Yehoyimaynim Boy Lachol Melech Umelech Kamei Shoyimaynim L'Sham Melechim Elo L'Chilas HaMachis Hoyimaynim La'ilam V'Yirli Atam V'Tei Shoyakibish Gadol V'Dorim Enforcem B'Yaisa V'Asu K'Shnasa Ikel In Yachesben Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah of Chesem Aleph, as the Mishnah stated V'Ilu Eidin Shalavdik Chavim, and the Mishnah listed some Chagais of the Avdik Chavim. The Mishnah stated V'Yem Genusa Shel Melechim V'Yem Aleida. Our Gemara now asks, my V'Yem Genusa Shel Melechim, and what holiday does this refer to? And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Sham Midim by Avdik Chavim Es Malkam, or as some agrees, Yom Sham Midim by Es HaMelech, that this was the anniversary of the coronation of the king, and that day was a national holiday, and therefore they will bring Kabbanis to an Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that Yom Genusa Shel Melechim is referring to the day of coronation? But Tanya, but we learned to the Brisa, Yom Genusa, V'Yom Sham Midim by Es HaMelech, and therefore we see that they're two separate things. And the Gemara answers, like Kasha, that is not a question, as Hadidei, Hadibrei, that Yom Genusa refers to the coronation of this king. When the Brisa states, Yom Sham Midim by Es HaMelech, that refers to when a king is getting older and he wants to make sure that his son takes over his position, so we'd have the council of governors decide that his son would become the king, and the king would be happy and he'd make a celebration. And as Rashi states, Kishem Amidim Ben Melech B'chai Ovil L'achzika B'mlucha, so Sameach Ha'av V'Oisa Oisa Yom Ha'ed. However, the Gemara continues, that how can you explain that when the Brisa states Yom Sham Amidim B'yis HaMelech, that's referring to the coronation of the king's son? But the Gemara asks, Umu Mukmei Malka B'Malka, would the Romans actually coronate a son of a king as a king? But Tanu Rabbi Yisa, but Rabbi Yisa taught us from Brisa, as the Pasuk states in Ovadia, Chazayin Ovadia Koyim Ma'ashem Alekim La'edem Shmur Shemanu Me'is Hashem V'tzir Ba'goyim Shul HaKumu V'nakum Olel HaMachama. And the Pasuk is discussing Edom, which is Rome. The second Pasuk in the only parak in Ovadia states, Hine Kotoy Nesaticha Ba'goyim Bozu Atam Oid. We learn out from the Pasuk that when it states Hine Kotoy Nesaticha Ba'goyim, Rome is considered inferior, as She'im Mashivim Melech Ben Melech, or as some agur She'im Amidim Melech Ben Melech. When the Pasuk ends off, Bozu Atam Oid, She'im Lehen Leik Sav Le Loshon, that Rome did not have their own script and their own language. And as Rashi points out, that all the Chagais that we mentioned in our Mishnah are all the Chagais of Romans, and since the Romans were not Mamidim Melech Ben Melech, how could it explain that when the Brisa says Yom Sham Mamidim Bayis HaMelech, it refers to a celebration made to celebrate the coronation of the king's son? And before we continue, the Gemara just stated She'in Lehen Leik Sav Le Loshon, and Rashi explains Sav Loshon Shel Ramayim Mu'uma Acheres Balehen Achirim Tiklan Kol Sifreim, and others wrote all the Sfarim, and all the knowledge was really based on previous kingdoms, and for example, based on the Greeks. And as we know, the Greeks were great writers and thinkers. And our Gemara now continues that based on this question, therefore, the Gemara explains, Alamayim Genusia Yom Aleda. So when would the Mishnah state Yom Genusia? It really refers to the birthday of the king. However, once again, the Gemara asks that this can't be, as Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Yom Genusia Vid Yom Aleda, and therefore we see that they're two separate things. And Ayin Taisus bothered that L'chira we could have brought the same Raya from a Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, V'Yom Genusia Shem Alochim, and then the Mishnah stated immediately after, V'Yom Aleda, and therefore certainly Yom Genusia is not referring to the king's birthday. And Ayin at the end of the Taisus Diba Maschova Tanya, where Taisi explains, U Mishnasena Loya Yachal Hakshois, the Masisa Mishtama, the Mayor Bishnebidi Adam, as from the Mishmois of our Mishnah, we could explain that when the Mishnah states Yem Genusa Shemalachim, it's referring to the king's birthday, and when it states Yem Aleda, it's referring to someone else's birthday. And as Taisi states, Shemarech is called Kachbil Shaina, Yem Genusa Shemalachim, Vyem Aleda, our Bryce the Tanimba, Yem Genusa, Vyem Aleda, Mashmid Lai Mayri, Elab Adam Echad. Our Gemara continues and answers, like Kasha, Hadidei, Hadibrei, when we refer to Yom Genusa Shemalachim, that's referring to the king's birthday. When we state Yom Aleda, that refers to the birthday of the king's son. However, the Gemara continues and is for Tanya, but in actuality, this Brisa states Yom Genusa Shalai, Yom Genusa Shalbanai, and the Brisa continues Yom Aleda Shalai, Yom Aleda Shalbanai, and therefore we see that Yom Genusa is definitely different than Yom Aleda. We explain this Gemara based on the first Pshat and Tesis in Dima Maschava Tanya, as Tesis explains that really there was only one Brisa, and originally the Gemara only brought part of the Brisa, and it stated that the Brisa states Yom Genusa V'Yom Aleda. However, once the Gemara tried to give an answer of Hadi Dei Hadi Brei, then the Gemara brought the entire Brisa, as we just saw, and therefore we can't answer that Teretz. And as Tesis states, Mehashta Boylasu Brisa the Maisi B'Samachula Al Hashta Maisi Mina B'Kaitza Va'Oisa Shahi Metaretz Hadi Dei Hadi Brei Loyav Yudea Brisa K'Moishi B'Samach Al Metaretz Al Mashiv Yomacha. And even though the Gemara originally only brought an excerpt of the Brisa, however, the Gemara now brings the entire Brisa. And when Tesis continues and explains, Va'Yish Loimad Devade Brisa Cheresi, that certainly originally the Gemara brought one Brisa, and then when the Gemara tried to answer Hadi Dei Hadi Brei, so the Gemara brought a second Brisa in order to show that that Teretz is not valid. Based on this question, so the Gemara goes back to our original Teretz, as Elamai Yom Genusa is Yom Shemamidu by Melech, and Einachinami is referring to the coronation of the king. But like Kasha Hadi Dei Hadi Brei, and the original Teretz that we gave, that Yom Genusa Shemalachim is referring to the coronation of the king. When the Brisa states Yom Shemamidu by Samelech, that's referring to the coronation of the king's son. And the original question was that in Rome they didn't appoint a melech that was the son of a melech. However, although that was standard, but if the king actually asked the governors to appoint his son, then the governors may decide to allow the king's son to become the next king. And certainly when the king saw that he had influence over the decision, so therefore he was certainly very happy and he would make a celebration, and that would become another chagah by the goyim. The Gemara brings an example, kagoyin as viewers by Antoninus to Molach, and as we will see, that this is the actual story that happened by Asvirus, who was the son of Antoninus, and he was coronated during the lifetime of Antoninus based on the request of Antoninus, and as we will see in a moment. And before we continue, let us point out that when the Gemara stated She'in Lehem L'Ksav L'Loshon, we explained that based on Rashi, and Ayin Tesis Divin Maschal She'in Lehem L'Ksav L'Loshon, where he brings down Pirush HaKuntres She'nilka L'Shainim L'Shain Umais, and Tesis is V'Tema Da B'nei Yishmo B'nei Ketuv Amin Umayu She'amdu Achad Dar Afloga May Ayin Bo Lehem L'Shainim Imlay Me'uma Acheres, then certainly the language also came from a different Umar, and why is this considered Chesaron only by Rome and not by other nations? And Taisus explains the Kach Perishri Ksav Loshin Choshev Shamloch Mishtam Shabai Kein Chach Mesivanis, that the Gemara means that the Romans did not have a special language that was used specifically by aristocrats and by the kingdom. Mahenu Daminim B'Megillah Ve'Chvati Lebavel Shem V'She'er Shem Zel Loshin Umay Kama Double Loshin Rami Him Misaprim Ve'Oid Mishtam Shabai El Bevadet Loshin Malchus Kama Ayin Sham Ve'Oid Yishlam Mekadam B'Rish Rabba De Bedar Floga Ol Hayam Ve'Hitzav Harbi Mishpachis Ma'ayin Umayis Ve'Kul Amdu Mishmal B'nei Keturah Einach Nami, the original language of Yishmal and Keturah were two of the original 70 languages that people spoke at the Dara Floga, and therefore Ikal Meima De Chol Hanach Yorshu Lashin Uma Ve'Uma She'Avda Avro Emayim Lomdu L'Shenim Uma Acheres. However, the Gemara means to say that the Romans actually didn't have any unique language, and they took their Lashin from a different Uma, and they didn't inherit it, as they weren't direct descendants from any of the Ayin L'Shenis. Our Gemara now continues and discusses various stories regarding Antoninus. And the Gemara begins, Amalei Antoninus L'Rebbe, that Antoninus said to his friend Rebbe, Be'inu D'yimlech Asfiris B'ri T'choysai, this is Avit Tveri Klanya. I have two major requests. As number one, I want my son to be king after me. Number two, since as we will see in Amid Beis, that Antoninus learned Torah, he appreciated Talmid Chachamim, and he lived in Tveria, so he wanted to make sure that the Talmid Chachamim in Tveria would be tax-free and would not have to pay taxes. And Antoninus stated, Be'im L'Uchad Avdi, Treli Avdi, and if I request one of these things from the governors, then they'll grant me my request. However, if I will ask for both, then they won't do it for me. And in order to answer him, so Rebbe did so, Al Yidei Remiza, and I see Gavra, Akave Achavre, V'yav L'Yoyna, L'Yiloi, B'yodei, and Rebbe brought two people, and let us call them Reuben and Shimon. Shimon. Rebbe took Reuven and he placed him on Shimon's shoulders, and then Rebbe took a dove and he gave it to Reuven and he placed it in Reuven's hands. Then and then Rebbe said to Shimon, who was on the bottom, that you should tell Reuven to let the yoina go and release the dove based on the simon. So Amas and Tinus understood that Shema Mina Hachika Amali, that this is what Rebbe means to tell me, at Boyuminayu, that spheres Bri Yumlich to Choisai, the Imlila spheres, the Ta'avitz Feriaklanya, you should first ask them to make your son into a king, since they will definitely grant you one request, so they'll definitely make your son a king. Then once your son is king, and in this example, he is now sitting on your shoulders, then you will be able to ask your son to go and release Tveria from its taxes, just like Shimon was able to tell Reuven to release the Yoina. And the reason why Rebbe gave him a dove is based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos on the Afnun Gemara Beis, that Knesset Yisrael is Nimshal al Yoina. And as Rashi states, I see Rebbe Gavra Akave Klema Hakavis Bincha Alehen Vetei Tveria Mesur B'yadai. Then Ve'im Alei Lebrach Delifruch Liyoina Minyadei Klema Delevet Tveria Klanya Leitziu Metachas Oilai. And the Gemara continues with another story. Amalei Antoninus said to Rebbe Mitzarenli Cheshuvi Rimoi, that the Cheshuvim in Rome are bothering me. And once again, Rebbe was Merames his answer to Antoninus. Ma'ilei Legina, and every day Rebbe brought Antoninus into his garden, and Kol Yoy Ma'okle Puglo Mimashra Kamei, and every day Rebbe pulled out one radish from his patch. And Amash Ma'amino Hachi Homli, so Antoninus understood that this is what Rebbe was telling him, Ad Katol Chad Chaminau, that you should kill one at a time, V'loy Tisku V'bukulon, but you shouldn't fight them all at a time, and this way you'll be able to divide and conquer. And we continue on Daf Yudon Beis, and the Gemara is V'loy Malei Meimo Behedya. Why did Rebbe answer Antoninus B'der Chumiza if he should have just responded to him directly? And the Gemara states, Amma Shami Cheshuvi Raimi Mitzari Lei, that Rebbe was concerned that if he says it Mefurish, then the Cheshuvi Raimi would hear about it, and it would be Mitzari Rebbe, and V'loy Malei Belachash or some Agurus Betzina. And the Gemara answers Meshum Dechsiv, that this was based on the Pasuk in Kelis that states, Gam B'Madacha Melech Al Tekalel V'Chadri Mishkovcha Al Tekalel Osher Ki Oif HaShemayim Yoyil Chesakol O Baal Kenafayim Yagadavar. As we saw in Maseches Babasra, and as the saying goes, that the walls have ears. And the Gemara continues, Havaluhu Albatu the Shmei Gira, that Antoninus had a daughter whose name was Gira, Ka'av the Yisura, and this daughter was Mizana. And it seems from Rashi that this daughter was an Ishazish, and she was actually Mizana, and therefore she is Chayim Misa. And Antoninus didn't know what to do, and Shadalei Gagira, and therefore he sent to Rebbe a type of a herb called a rocket herb. And as Rashi explains, Vehivin Rebbe Mali Le'isav Azeh, and Rebbe understood that why would it be that Antoninus would send me this Esev, and it seems that Rashi is being medayik, Mali Le'isav Azeh, as we know that Rebbe had everything, and as the Gemara tells us, Le'pasuk Me'al Shulchanai, Le'tzloin Me'isachama, etc. And we also know that at the end of his life, Rebbe stated that I never had anah from this world, therefore certainly Antoninus knew that Rebbe would not need this herb, and why would Antoninus send him this herb? As not a simanahu deshalchli, Gagira Nigra Vin Mishach Lev Gira Imanayfim, he was being promised him that my daughter Gira is being Megara and being dragged, Basa Menayfim, and Basa those that are being Mizana. And the Gemara tells us, Shadale Kuzbarta, so Rebbe sent back to Antoninus a different type of herb called coriander, and as Rashi explains, Klema Shechoyda Bas, that you should kill your daughter, and this word is a contraction of two words of Kuzbarta, which is Shte Milois. And the Gemara continues that in response, Shadale Kati, that Antoninus sent a leak to Rebbe, and as Rashi explains, Klema Imkein Yikari Zari, that if I will kill my daughter, then I'm going to kill all my descendants, as the Ibis states that it must be that Aspherus already died, and Giru was the last of his children. And finally, Shalachle Osama Ger Shadale Chasa, that Rebbe sent letters to Antoninus in order to be Miramis to him, that if so, you should be Mirachim on your daughter, and you should have Rachmanis on her and not kill her. And Ayin Taisis, who explains our Gemara differently than Rashi, and Ayin and Tap Taisis, who points out, the Pirish HaKundris Kasha, Ma'ol B'daitash Rebbe Mitchila, Loi Mashish Chetana, and Taisis is bothered that according to Rashi, so what was Rebbe's Havmina, that Antoninus should kill her, if Rebbe knew Antoninus, and therefore he knew that this was his last daughter. And Taisis continues that even if you will say that Rebbe really felt that Antoninus should kill her, then Va'id Kasha, Shel B'Seif Chazboi, Rebbe Ma'atzasai, then why would Rebbe be Chazif HaMizetza, just because Antoninus was not happy with his response, and what was his Havmina, and what was his Maskana? Therefore, Taisis states, L'kach Nira, Kepirish Rach Va'orach, as when Antoninus sent Gagira, Klema, Na'afa, Gira, Hanoyefai Nefes, Targum Yishalmi, Gair Ve'Gairasa, and he was telling him that my daughter was Mizana, and some explained that she was an Eishes Ish, and she was a Pruya, and therefore she's not Chayimisa, and Shadalei Kuzbarta, this was a remez, kisal kalina, he should cover up on her embarrassment by chichu b'seisa, and he should give a musa b'seisa, but you shouldn't make it a public affair, and you shouldn't make a big deal about it. However, Antoninus, lo hevi masha shalchloi, Antoninus did not understand what Rebbe sent him, but he saw v'shama shechoyta bas, and Antoninus thought that Rebbe was telling him that he should kill his daughter, and Ayin the Rashi Shans, who points out that Rebbe shod le kuzbarta, lo yon Antoninus im l'sheichta kamei kaisli tlazeh, klema shechoyta bas, oy l'chassus maisa bas, and he was actually misupik as to what Rebbe meant, and therefore v'shod le karti, klema b'chititin le eitza sheikari zari, are you being me, I, it's me, that I should kill my only daughter, and shod le chassa, klema l'shalachti l'cha, el shetachis l'a, klema b'chisa isa, mati l'cha, that I meant that you should cover it up, and certainly I wouldn't give you an eitza that you should kill your only daughter. And the Gemara continues that Antoninus and Rebbe had a very close relationship, and kol yoyma v'shadale d'hava pricha b'matrasa v'chita p'mayu, that every single day Antoninus would send Rebbe crushed gold in a leather sack, and he would place wheat at the top of it in order that people shouldn't know that he's sending a gift to Rebbe. And amaluhu am tayil chita l'Rebbe, and he would tell his shamasim to bring the sack of wheat to Rebbe. And then when they bring it to Rebbe, amalei Rebbe, so Rebbe would say to him, leitzrichna isli tuva, that I don't need it, as I have enough. And Amar Antoninus said to Rebbe, lehevel l'man d'basroch, d'yehovel l'basroi, d'asu basroch, d'asoi minayu, nepek alayu, that this gold should be for your children, as well as for the ones that come after them, meaning your grandchildren, as both that come after you, meaning Rebbe's children, as well as your grandchildren, will need this money in order to pay taxes and to pay bribes to those that come after me. And the Gemara continues that at some point, both Rebbe and Antoninus lived in Tveria, and havale ahi nekrasa, dava island base l'beis Rebbe, and there was a cave and a tunnel that went from the house of Antoninus to the house of Rebbe, and every day Antoninus would go to the house of Rebbe to learn Torah, and kol yoyma v'maisi trei avdi, and every day Antoninus would bring two avodim to escort him, and in order to make sure that no one ever found out that he would go to Rebbe, so chad kotle ababa de Rebbe, so he'd kill one of his servants when he got to the house of Rebbe, v'chad kotle ababa de beisei, and then once Antoninus went back to his home, he would kill the other servant, amalei, and Antoninus said to Rebbe, be'idna dasina le nishkakaba kamach, that when I come to visit you, I don't want you to have anyone by you. And yom echad ashkel rechunin bachama davi yosef. And one day when Antoninus came, he found rechunin bachama that was with Rebbe. And Omar and Antoninus said to Rebbe, lo yaminilcha be'idna dasina le nishkakaba kamach, that didn't I ask you that when I come to you, they shouldn't have anyone else here? And amalei, and Rebbe responded, lest they bar inish, that this is not a person. And as Rabbeinu Chananel states, that he's a malach. So amalei, so Antoninus said to rechunin bachama, le malela who avda de gane ababa de koyim velesei, that he should go to the Eved that's sleeping by the door, that he should get up and he should come to me, as we saw previously that guard was already dead. So Ozra Rechanina Bachama Ashkhid Avakotol, and Rechanina went and he saw that Eved was already dead. And Omar Hechi Avid, so Rechanina Bachama said, what should I do? E Ezel Veimele de Kotol, Emeshiva Akakola, as if I will go back to Antoninus and I will report to him that his Eved is dead, but there's a cloud that Emeshiva Akakola, and I shouldn't be a messenger regarding something so bad. And Rechanina Bachama then stated, and if I will leave him there and I will just leave, so therefore Rav Chama Bchino davened for the guard and he resurrected him and he revived him, and then he sent the guard into Antoninus. And when Antoninus saw that the guard came in, so he knew that he originally was dead, and Omar, and therefore Antoninus stated, that I know that even the smallest amongst you are able to be Mechayim Esim, miu be'in Dasina. However, you should know that in the future, I still don't want anyone here, and I want to meet you privately. And kol yoyma mishamish Rebbe, and every day by the suda, so Antoninus was mishamish Rebbe. Maichale mashkale, he would give him food and he would give him to drink. And kavibayu Rebbe lemesa klapuria. And when Rebbe wanted to get into bed, havagochen kamei puria. Antoninus would bend down in front of the bed. Amalei sakalavoy lepuriach. And Antoninus would tell Rebbe they should step on him in order to get into his bed. And Amar Rebbe responded, lavayoch aralus. That to such an extent it's not proper for me to be mizalzel the king. And Omar, however, Antoninus responded, that I should be able to be zecha to even be a mat underneath you, and this is my schus, and it's not a zilzel. And the Gemara tells us, Omalei, Antoninus asked Rebbe, Asinul Almadasi, do I have a chilek in Ilma Ba? And Omalei in, and Rebbe responded, that certainly even a goy could be zecha in Ilma Ba as long as they keep the Sheva Mitzvah Neach. However, Omalei, Antoninus said to Rebbe, "Vaksiv, but the pasuk in Vadia states, 'V'hoye beis Yaakov eish, v'beis Yosef lahava, v'beis Esav lakash, v'dolko behem, v'achlum, v'lo yia Sarah Lubais Esav Ki Hashem Diber, and we see that there won't be any remnant to the house of Esav. Rabbi responded, but Esav Maisa Esav, that is only if he does the Maisa of Esav, but since you're not following in the footsteps of Esav, therefore you'll be Zechel Eim Abba. And the Gemara states, Tanya Amihachi La Yiyah Sarah Lubais Esav Yachla Kal Tam Leim Lubais Esav, that you would think it means all Goyim, so Tam Leim in the Pasuk states, Dafk Lubais Esav, but Esav Maisa Esav. And the Gemara continues with the story of Antoninus going to learn by Rabbi, and Amalei Antoninus still asked Rabbi, Vaksiv, but the Pasuk in Cheskel states, Shama Edom Lachev Cholnesia, Ashenitnu Begurasam Eschali Cherav Hema, as a real Mishkavu Ves Yardevar. When the Pasuk states, Shama Edom is referring to Gehenem, therefore we see that Edom, as well as its kings and its Nesiim, will be in Gehenem. Amalei and Rabbi responded, Malachev Loikal Machel, that some of the kings certainly will go to Gehenem, but not all the Malachim, and Cholnesia, that even though the Pasuk states that all the Nesiim, however, Loikal Sarah, but not all the Asarim, and not all the officers, and Tanya Mihochi, and similarly we learn to the Brisa, Malachel, Volekol Machel, Kol Nisya, Volekol Sarah, and the Brisa continues and brings examples as when the Pasuk states Malachel, and we learned out Volekol Malachel, so Pratla Antoninus ben Asferius, and for example, this comes to exclude a king like Antoninus ben Asferius, and Kol Nisya, Volekol Sarah, Pratla Katia Basholim, and this comes to exclude a person like Katia Basholim, and we already spoke about Antoninus, and the Gemara now states Katia Basholim Mai, that what is the story regarding Katia Basholim, and why was he Zeichel Teilim Abba? And the Gemara explains, Dahu Kisara, Dahav son of Lulidai, that there was a Caesar that hated the Jews, Amalul Chashiv and Machusa, he asked the Chashuvim of his kingdom and his advisors, Misha Olay Lima Braglai, if someone has a ward on his foot, Yikatena Vyichya, Oyanechen Vyitstar, so should he cut it off and he'll be healed, or should he leave it there and be Mitstar? And certainly it was understood that he was talking about Klai Yisrael, and Amalai and the rest of his advisors stated, Yikatena Vyichya, that certainly you should cut it off and you'll be healed, and therefore you should kill the Jews. However, Katia Basholim came to the defense of the Jews and he saved the Jews. As Amalahu Katia Basholim, as Katia Basholim responded to all his advisors, as Chada, first of all, the Layachlis Lulukulu, that you won't be able to kill all the Jews. And the Gemara now explains that how do we know that you can't kill all the Jews? As the Chsiv, as the Paskin Zechariah states, Hoy Hoy, Venusu Me'eret Sofrin, Nu Mashem, Kika Abu Ruchis Hashemayim, Purasti Eskam, Nu Mashem. Gemara asks, Maika Oma, then what does the Pasuk mean? As Ilema de Bedartin Bedal Ruchais, as if you're going to say that Kosh Baruch Hu spread us to four corners of the world, Hai Ka Abu Ruchais, La Abu Ruchais Mibayle, then the Pasuk shouldn't have stated, Ki Ka Abu Ruchais Hashemayim Parasti Eschem, but Ki La Abu Ruchais Hashemayim Parasti Eschem, as a Kosh Baruch Hu spread us out to all four corners of the world, and therefore the Gemara explains that when the Pasuk states, Ki Ka Abu Ruchais, is not referring to the four corners of the world, but is referring to the winds of the world, and as the Gemara states, El Gashem Shi'ef Shalayim Balei Ruchais, as just like it's impossible for the world to be sustained without having winds, Kachi Afshalaylum Blay Yisrael, therefore it's impossible for the world to be sustained without having Klai Yisrael. And Ayin Rashi Mesechlis Tainas, Kashem Shi Afshalaylum Blay Ruchais, Shalay Yiskayim, Merev Hevel Vachamimias, and therefore the world would not be able to be Mokuyim without Klai Yisrael. And as Rashi states, Shayin Lil Miskayim El Bishvil Yisrael, Vachi Amakra, Kika Abu Ruchas Hashemayim, Parasti Eskal Ruchas Aylam, Kadesh Yiskayim, and Nema, and this is based on the Pasuk in the Yemi that states, Im Labrisi, Yom Vilayla, Chukash Shemayim Varis, Samti. And now that the Gemara explained Katia Basholim's first taina, so the Gemara continues with the second taina, Va'oid, Kar Lecha Machas Katia, as if you will kill Klai Yisrael, then the world will call you a Machas that cuts off his nation, and certainly that would be a bizayin. And Amalei, so the Caesar said, Me Meshapikamrit, Me you called the Zachil Malka, Shadal Kamunya Khalila, although you have a good taina, but anyone that wins over the king is thrown into a house that's filled with dirt and is buried alive, or as Rabbeinu Chananel says, that he's thrown into a kifshin aish, and his punishment is that he's burnt alive. And the Gemara tells us, kind of a nukdin leva azlin, as they were taking him to be burnt alive or to be buried alive, armulei ahi matrinisa. So a noble woman called out to him, vayle ilfa da azlay b'leim mechsa, that woe is it to the ship that is going through without paying his taxes. And as Rashi states, claimah, that she was telling him, oylecha, hoyo valein atanereg, that since you're anyway being killed because of Klai Yisrael, so it's a shame, shleim malta es atzmecha, that you didn't have me. And at least then you'll be able to have a chelik in Eilam Haba, just like Klai Yisrael. When Katia Basholim heard this, Nafal al Reisha d'Orlase Kata, that he fell on top of his Orla and he cut it off. And some say that he bit it with his teeth, and some say he used a knife. And Amma Yahavis Michsi Chalfis V'Avris, and he said that I now paid my taxes, so now I could leave this world, and I could go straight to Eilam Haba. And Kigashadule, and when they were throwing him into this Bayis Mali Ofar or into the Kipshan Eish, Amma, so he said, Kol Chosel Rabbi Kiva Chavirav, that all my assets should be given to Rabbi Akiva and his friends. Gemara tells us, Yotzer Rabbi Akiva v'darash, that Rabbi Akiva went and he was dirish to Pasuk b'negei lechem upon him. And the Pasuk in Parshas Emma states, v'hoysela Aaron levana v'achlu b'makum kadosh ki kodesh kadoshim hulay me'ish Hashem chakoylam. We learn out that Aaron gets the same chelik as his children, mechzel Aaron and mechzel banav, half would go to the Kohen Gadol and half would go to the rest of the Kohenim. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva held that since Ketiyah Bashalim stated that his assets should go to Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav, therefore half of his assets would go to Rabbi Akiva and the rest would be given to the friends of Rabbi Akiva. And Ayin Rashi, that certainly been a gay the shtei chalois of Shavuos, then one of them would go to Aaron and one would go to his children. However, been a gay lechem upon him, it wasn't six and six, and Abai Chomish with Maisel lechem upon him, and four or five would go to the Kohen Gadol, and the rest would be split by the Bnei Amishmar. And Al Gemara states, Yasu Baskel of Amra, Ketiyah Bashalim, Mezumin Lechayim Abba, that Ketiyah Bashalim is prepared to go to Olam Abba, and he wouldn't even have to go to Gehenna at all. Bachar Rabbi Vamar, Yesh Kohen Olam B'Sha'achas, Yesh Kohen Olam B'Kamishanim, and Rabbi cried and he stated that we see that one could be Kohen Olam Abba in one moment. There are some that it takes many years to be Kohen Olam Abba, and some explain that the Lashon Sha'achas is from the Lashon of V'Yisha Hashem L'Kayim Olam B'Chasai, Olahevel Olam B'Chasai Loi Shah, and it refers to one turn, as if someone makes one right turn in their life, then it could potentially change their entire trajectory, and it could be that this person's name, Ketiyah Bashalim, was Al Shem Seifai. Number one, he stated, Kar Lecha Machusa Ketiyah. Number two, based on the fact that he cut off his Ola, and as the Gemara stated, Nafla Risha Dar Lase and Kata. The Gemara continues, Antonina Shem Shele Rebbe, Antonina served Rebbe, and Adrachon Shem Shele Rav, and Adrachon, who was a Sar by the Goyim, he was Mishamish Rav, Yishach of Antoninus, and when Antoninus died, Omer Rebbe Nispar Da Chavila, Rebbe stated that the bundle was unraveled, Yishach of Adakon, and when Adakon died, Omer Rav, and Rav stated, and we continue on Dafyud Aleph and Aleph, Nispar Da Chavila, and as Rashi states, at the top of Dafyud Aleph and Aleph, Nispar Da Chavila, Avtenu Shnikshur Nefesh B'Nefesh, our love, as we were tied Nefesh B'Nefesh, and our souls were connected. And before we finish, let us point out that the Tzrid states that when the Gemara stated, Havalahi Nikrasa, Dava Island of Basil Abbas Rebbe, Pirish Rebbe Havadar Besifri, Vatninis Haya Paltun Shalai Beresh Tveria, Al Piska Achas, Visham Yesh Ma'ora Hayalechas, Bitveri Litzipri, Mahalchid Bez Milin, Ayin Shom. And the Ravid explains that when the Gemara stated, Kol Yom Havid Maisi Trey Avdi, Chat Kotla Ababa de Be Rebbe, Vichat Kotla Ababa de Beise, and he explains, Shahay Lachimoyam Ad Beise Shal Rebbe, Vaya Hurig Hail Pesacham Ora, Samach Beis Rebbe, Shalai Bifne Acha, and Vahim Faneo Litzad Echad, Bimara Shalai Ro Chaveri, and he continues to explain, he was nervous that maybe both of them would overpower him and they would be able to defend themselves and they would be able to kill Antoninus. Where Tais is bothered, what was the heta for Antoninus to kill these two guards? And he answers, therefore, they would consider like they were raped him. And Antoninus only chose as his guards those people that were actually Chayim Misa and Ayin and Taisis. And Ayin in the middle of Taisis did with Maschal Amalei, where Taisis brings down the famous story that Kashinel Rebbe Gazu Shle Lomol of the Imoy Melo, Shalach Kesa Vivul Rebbe Vimo Lefanov, Echlifasa Imoy Bantinus, Venikasa Achivyasa Lefne Kesa, Umatso Oral, Upatrim Lesholim, and Lemaista. During that period of time, Rebbe's mother nursed Antoninus, and therefore Antoninus had a very strong connection with Rebbe and with Torah. Taisus continues, "Va'omar isay hagmon aniru isi shemolo yizeh." That I certainly know that this child was gemalot. Alakadosh Baruch Hu islam nisim b'cholays ubatla gzira, and therefore he was vatal gzira. V'arminu nabi yushalmi shall save lama antinus Torah and v'nisgayu mol atzmai. And this will be relevant to the Baal Taisus, as I am the Baal Taisus who states, "Va'ilol ilfo da ozel boy michsa." And Taisus is v'im toima v'arminu prat lantinus afagav da ozel boy michsa. As even though Antoninus did not have Mila, and Taisus states, "V'yesh leimash shegam hunimol de gasim biyushalmin ubegila amalei Antoninus l'Rebbe at machilani min leviyasin lasalave," and amalei in, and Rebbe responded, "I will." However, amalei Antoninus said to Rebbe, "Minayim mepischa less at machilani, that certainly you're not going to allow me to eat from the Karim Pesach min leviyasin at machilani, and yet you're going to allow me to eat from the leviyasin." Amalei ma'avilucha daksiv v'chol ara leyechol bay, and therefore you can't eat from the Karim Pesach, and keeping the Shomakain, Ozov Gozer Game, Ador Amra, Igai Antinus, that Antinus became a ger, and Ainam and Froshim that discussed the up in the Geir Ketiyah Bashalim, the Gemara taught us that he had Milah, but certainly it doesn't seem that he had Milah, and there was no Kabbalah Samitzvahs, and it wasn't in front of a Beis Din, and therefore L'chira, he wasn't considered a Ger. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel states to Hui Gaya that he was considered a Ger, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Mefarshim, and we will stop over here.